I'm Angie. You know you're listening to the KDKA Afternoon News. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's okay that lawmakers in Harrisburg receive gifts from those that would like to see certain legislation get passed? Does it make a difference to you if all of those gifts are reported or not? Well, right now, the way the law stands, if lawmakers receive a gift, anything that they receive in excess of $250, $250 or more, they then have to report that gift, or $650 from a single source on multiple occasions they have to report. And it's been estimated that the total amount given to lawmakers over the course of 1 year in hospitality, gifts, and travel, pretty close to $150,000. But it's estimated that because you have the reporting figures of what doesn't have to be reported, the number could be much higher than this. One lawmaker wants to change all of that. State Representative Rick Saccone, Republican from Allegheny County, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Representative, welcome to KDK. Good to have you.
Thanks. I'm happy to be on with you.
How prevalent is this? I mean, and to what extent do you believe that these lobbyists are truly gaining influence and having legislation passed as a result of these gifts that are given?
Well, it's part of the culture in Harrisburg. And, you know, it's hard to measure how much influence is actually exerted. But I just think about the perception of the people back home, because the people don't want lawmakers to receive these gifts, and it's not necessary for them to receive these. But let's just think of this for a moment. Let's think if it was you, Rob, and I said, you called me about this story, and I said, hey, Rob, yeah, I want to be on your show. Let me take you out to dinner tonight before the show, and let me buy you an expensive dinner and wine you and dine you, and I'll tell you my story, and then, you know, you can report it. You'd say no, and rightfully so. You'd say, why? Because you'd say, well, that would taint it. That might appear that it would color my coverage, or it might taint the story. So now just tell me your story, Rick, and go on your way. You mm-hmm. don't have to buy me any dinners. You don't have to give me any gifts. I'll just hear you out and tell you a story. Why should it be any different for legislators and lobbyists? I have plenty of lobbyists who come to my office. They tell me their side of the issue, and they go their way. They don't have to take us out for fancy dinners, or they don't have to give me tickets to the Super Bowl or any of those things to tell their story, and I think that's the way it should be.
Now, what are you proposing to do? Because right now, it is required reporting for certain gifts, what I talked about earlier. What are you wanting to accomplish?
I'm wanting to eliminate those gifts for legislators from lobbyists who are trying to influence legislation. And I'll tell you, it's not against lobbyists. I'm sure the lobbyists will be happy with that. They'll have to spend millions less money lobbying people in Harrisburg if they don't have to take them out to dinners and don't have to do all these things. But the perception back home of people would be, hey, at least we've made a step in the right direction, because their perception of government is that, hey, I hear it all the time. You're all a bunch of crooks. Look what you're doing up there. You're getting all these perks. Why are you doing this? And they're right. We really shouldn't. And for perception only, we should eliminate those things. Now, the governor's already, he has a total gift ban. I mean, you can't even take a glass of water if you're in the executive branch. But in the legislature, we don't have any limits on the amount of gifts we can take.
Well, aren't there some gifts that are reasonable and should be acceptable?
Yes, and my bill has 10 exceptions in it. This is the beauty of it. We've worked with. This has bipartisan, bicameral support. So House and Senate, Republican and Democrats, and the Government Reform Committee endorsed this bill because we tried to incorporate common sense exceptions. For example, a couple of the elderly, our senior citizens, bring in a plate of cookies for the girls for helping them do something, you know, figure out their rent rebate or get their handicap placard renewed. That's not trying to influence legislation, and they're not lobbyists, so that would be acceptable. Me as a legislator, I go to speak at the Boy Scouts, and they give me one of their caps, and they say thank you, or a T-shirt, and they say thank you for coming. That's the de minimis gift that is not meant to influence legislation, and they're not lobbyists. So those kinds of things would be acceptable. So I have a whole list of those in the bill. So I tried to make it as common sense as possible, but eliminating the things that I know people back home object to.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is a common sense piece of legislation that I hope we get it through.
But some would suggest, Representative, that business occurs over dinner, over a meal, maybe over coffee, even on the golf course. what about changing the law to where everything must be reported from a lower dollar amount, say $25 or more, $50 or more? Do you see that as a potential compromise?
I do. I mean, that would be another approach. But I think if we're going to try to change the culture, you have to eliminate it. Now, remember, just think back about 7 or 8 years ago, just before I came in the legislature, when we had people campaigning out of their offices, and they had their yard signs in their offices, and they were using government resources to campaign and all that. And we really, to change that culture, it took some actual criminal complaints, and you know, we had people go to jail, and now we don't do any of that. We actually changed the culture in Harrisburg. We totally separate those things, and I think you have to totally eliminate it to change the culture in Harrisburg right now. Lowering the reporting requirements, they'll find ways around that. You have to eliminate it and start and just say, look, we're not going to accept those things, and just move on from there.
You say you have support, House, Senate, Republicans, Democrats. Where is this legislation, and what is the likelihood of this being voted on?
Right now it's in the state government committee, a committee which I serve on, and it has to get voted out of committee, and I'm not sure it's going to make it. I'm not sure that there's enough votes on even the committee to pass it. I believe, though, that if it makes it to the House floor, I believe it will pass, because it will be hard. There'll be some, but I believe it'll be hard for a legislator to stand up and say, no, I think we need these gifts, and these are real important, and we should keep these gifts. I mean, people back home will not accept that. So I think if it comes up for a vote, it goes to the floor, I think it will pass, because it is common sense, and it's something that the people back home, you know, a lot of legislators will say to me, well, Rick, people back home, they aren't saying anything to me about it. They're not complaining. I'm saying, yeah, because if you bring it up, they'll think this is already the law. They'll say, what? You're taking gifts? You shouldn't be doing that. They already think we don't receive these types of gifts. So they're not saying anything about it. But when you bring it up, as I do back home, I've brought it up at town hall meetings and things, people are aghast. They're like, well, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, I know. That's why, hence the bill. So the people, they're in tune with that. And people will cheer them. People will cheer their legislator if they bring this up and vote for it. I guarantee it.
State Representative Rick Saccone joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.